Bang, 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 bang. New location and the same old show. It's the Video Game Bang, everybody. We're here live from Sacramento, California, going over the latest and greatest in news and geek culture and everything else that we go through. We got Corey Vincent hosting the show, Aaron Carter side saddling for once, even though he should be, you know, Eddie Villanueva, the real David Webb, is also in the building, taking up space in this small room. But we get to do it, everybody, because you love it, because we love it. Sound quality is a lot better, of course, because we're outside of the kitchen. So it's awesome. Make sure you follow us on the Twitter. You know, we're at Video Game Bang on Facebook, Video Game/Bang Bang. Become a Patreon, everybody. And we have plenty of cool prizes for you, too, when you become a Patreon. Help support the show so we can support, you know, you supporting us, supporting you. It's a symbiotic relationship type of deal, like Venom or Carnage or... I'm all the symbiotes, sorry. So, today's show, we go all around the web, of course, hitting all the major plot points. And then we even discuss really in-depth about why the music stopped. But, I don't know. There's nothing else to say. Just listen.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't know, get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, pizza? It's Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And what I'm reacting to is VGB back in a studio of some kind. Coming at you live from my mother's spare office room, VGB is in... We're gonna nickname this studio the Phone Box Studium.
Wait, you got that?
Studium? What are we doing? Phone booth. This is Phone Booth Studio in beautiful Sacramento, California.
Corey's had one too many beers already.
I've had one beer, so you're kind of right.
One too many.
If we were characters from Game of Thrones, he'd be Tyrion Lannister, Aaron Carter.
Grossly wrong.
What?
He's like the tallest one here.
Right? Really?
You don't drink either.
Are you talking about his little
finger? Don't drink, don't have whores constantly, don't have a giant scar on
Corey,
my face.
Are you talking about his little finger?
Didn't kill my father.
Wow.
Spoilers.
Yep.
Damn.
Damn right,
episode 3.
Wouldn't just stand by while my brother and sister banged all the time.
But he uses diplomacy instead of using physical violence.
And he's short.
Much like you.
It's a full war scene where he uses plenty of physical violence.
You're Tyrion.
And in the last episode, he just said how much of a great fighter he is and beat up a guy.
Now you're getting close to spoilers, sir.
I would have said Aaron's the Hound.
No. That's way off.
Continue. Who would you be, Aaron? Who do you think you'd be?
I don't think I'd be anybody in that sickening world. It's terrible.
Are there any black characters?
They're all either slavers or pirates or whores.
He could be Theon.
No. That's your next person you're going to introduce.
If he was a character, he would be Varys the Spider, David Webb.
Damn straight.
See what I did
Which
there?
Which one is yeah. Varys?
Varys the Spider, the eunuch.
The bald guy? Wow.
You bastard.
Wow, that's
a pretty badass name for a eunuch.
Varys the Spider. Well,
I'm pretty sure he thought before, too, yeah. Before it got snipped.
He's got many secrets.
It's not like he was going to be Varys the Dickless.
Well, Spider, Web, I mean...
I see what you did. I'd rather be Tyrion.
The Dickless?
David Webb, how have you been, sir?
I've been good.
You were there this Wednesday. We'll get into... Or no, this last Saturday.
Yeah.
But you were behind the scenes.
I was behind the scenes.
How'd you stay awake?
It was difficult.
Was it difficult?
I stayed awake by watching Monoxide just tear us a new one.
You were thoroughly enthralled by the story that was going on.
We'll get into this a little bit closer, a little bit later into the show. And lastly, if he was a character from Game of Thrones, he would be... who would he be?
One of the daughters.
Martell?
He'd be Sir Boromir.
Who's that? Did you just make up
the Lord of Rings?
Yeah, I was like, you're like out in a whole other dimension there.
He would be... Damn, I can't even think of one for you.
Hodor.
Tywin.
Yeah, he'd be Hodor. There you go. Wow.
They haven't really touched on any of them.
Not at all.
No.
Wow.
How you been, Eddie?
Been good. Been real good.
You've been in a new adventure. You've been writing for a website called Red Carpet.
RedCarpetReportTV.com. It's yeah, I've been doing a lot of movie reviews for their website. A lot of pre-screens I've been going to. So,
and that works out pretty good because you might have some interviews lined up for us here. Is that
I actually might have two big interviews. A couple actually big interviews coming up. We'll see how they pull through.
We'll see how that pans out. And next week, this next Wednesday show, we're getting into the big season for E3 and all this stuff. So we're going to have Janice Davis returning to our show to talk about E3. And we're going to do a little pre-show with her, see what she's been up to. Let's see if her book is going to be turned into a movie.
That would be awesome.
I know. Holder's Dominion is the book. If you haven't read it yet, do yourself a favor. Go get it online. It's on Amazon. It's everywhere. And it goes on sale every once in a while. So support Janice Davis as she has supported our show. And Aaron, talk about this Saturday show.
This Saturday show.
This last Saturday, sorry.
We ventured into the realms of D&D, everybody.
Yeah.
We got to play a little Dungeons & Dragons with Larissa, myself, and Corey. And we started a saga.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We'll be putting it up online in audio form, but a little different one. Not the way that we're just going to have it like, you know, oh, just hearing us talk and go through the rules. It'll be more like a storybook.
Yeah, we're going to do a little online story. Basically, kind of part of the reason was because, as you guys know, I'm in going through a move right now, so the studio's been moving around. Mm-hmm. And it was Memorial Day, so we were like, let's take the weekend off, because putting on a show is a lot harder than you guys might think.
It is.
We sit down, we do the show, and then there's all the after stuff. There's the creating the thumbnail, the writing the about what's going to happen, all the promotion we do on all the social medias. So it gets really hard. So we decided to take a weekend off. We still wanted to do something. So we went onto Twitch and streamed some Dungeons & Dragons, which was new to us. Yep. Larissa did an amazing job DMing. Mm-hmm. And it's something we're going to keep coming at your face.
Gross.
Yep. So if you want to go check it out, it is on Twitch still in our archives. We will probably move it over to YouTube as well. And like Aaron said, we're going to summarize it and voice act it and do some stuff to make it a cohesive story. The stories will combine with the other ones. So this first one we did, Aaron and I, our characters met for the first time, and we went on an adventure to a dragon's den. Mm-hmm. And our characters got to, so that relationship that was built there will move on with the new characters we add, which will be David Webb will create a character. Eddie will have a character. And it'll be a lot of fun. Anything else?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So VGB is in this transitional period, and at the same time, we're coming into the busy season. This is where things are going to get a lot crazy. We're going to have a week in Vegas. Not Vegas. L.A. Same thing.
Week in Vegas.
Same thing.
There's going to be a week in L.A., one in San Diego. We're going across California doing some crazy cool things. So the shows are going to be a little bit different in the interim.
We're kind of going through the puberty of the show. Mm. That's what I would say.
It does
say.
Feel like an awkward stage. It feels like we're in the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Calm before the storm? What storm do you foresee coming
the
after? Storm?
The craziness of going to San Diego, L.A.
That's not crazy. That's calm. That's all calm.
Oh, okay.
The upgrades to VGB Studio. So we're in a transitional period. And much like a transitional period, we don't have notes for this show. So we're flying by the seat of our pants, everybody.
Boobs are still growing in. So,
Eddie, as we mentioned before, what? What did he say?
Boobs are still growing in.
Boobs are still... Is that supposed to mean something to us?
I said puberty. He's playing off of that.
Oh,
one's
girl
bigger
puberty.
Than the other.
Terrible.
She doesn't understand why, and she's upset.
Where are these? I've never seen another woman before.
There will be blood.
Oh, God. Eddie, tell us about some of the movies you've gotten to do review so far. These are all advanced screenings, right?
So the last one I just did, which was this past Tuesday, and it's already on the website, was San Andreas. That's the one starring Dwayne Johnson, Carla Gugino, and Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all he says in the whole movie.
Oh, yeah. He says his name over him.
Like, he's like a Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. That's what he looks like to me.
Paul Giamatti.
I choose you.
I reviewed that one Tuesday. Last week I did Tomorrowland and Poltergeist.
Was Poltergeist scary?
No. It was actually...
Somebody asked me about that literally today, about Poltergeist. She asked me if the first one was scary.
So the thing about Poltergeist, this remake, so they didn't stay with a lot of the original story information. Like, the family's different. The family in this one, their name is the Bowens. It's not the Freelings. The little girl in this one, she's not a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl. She's a little brunette little girl who's acting like she's five, and she's actually like nine.
Wow. Yeah.
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah. You see it right at the beginning. Shit, I'm done. Yeah.
Freaking out, you ruined it.
There's a ghost, everybody.
Oh, yeah. What? But,
and what about the short little lady who comes in? And
there actually is no short little lady in this one. They've removed the short little lady who is actually a medium, like a psychic in the original one. In this one, they have their expert that comes in is a guy who has a reality TV show where he goes and he exercises homes. And his catchphrase at the end of every show is... This house is clean.
Oh. Poltergeist.
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 He just got poltergeist.
That's worse than our fictional sword character. You remember that? Swordman?
Oh, Swordman? How's that worse than Swordman? Swordman's awesome.
This one was pretty bad. I mean, they tried to do a lot of the stuff that you've already seen just about every horror movie do. The only thing that made the original so great was that it was the first of its kind. It was one of the first few movies that actually came out that talked about an actual poltergeist activity in a house, like one of the first paranormal movies.
Right.
And you take all that and all the greatness of what that had and all the iconic phrases that were in it, the way they were said, you know, with the little girl, you know, going,
they're here.
Did they not put that in there?
They screwed it up. She just turns and looks at the family and she goes, in all the breathy voice, she goes, they're here.
So
yo, fool, they're here.
I think the thing about it that made that like scary is like it's this innocent child type of deal.
And see, that's the thing.
They always make it scary. Like every time there's a child in the movie, like a horror movie, it's like 10 times scarier.
And this one, though, you would have thought that they would have picked somebody who looked as innocent and as cute as the original little girl, right? Little girl in the first one was cute as heck. Like you could have like stolen her and taken her home and raised her as your own.
Whoa. You know this goes on the internet.
VGB would like to say that we do not condone kidnapping.
Now if any kids go disappearing in Natomas,
it's Eddie.
There you go.
No, Eddie's the victim.
I'm the victim.
He's the victim.
She says she wanted to get in the car. So anyway.
I really did have candy. I just had too much.
So the little girl in this one, she looks like she's at least 8 or 9, but she acts like she's 5. So right off the bat, she doesn't look innocent at all for the play of the part. And
that bitch is up to something.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was like. I was like, nah, she's 30. Nah.
She's one of them.
Seriously, she is. She was in on it from the beginning.
She's like, opening the door. Yeah, come on in. Pull your guys.
Yeah.
What movies you got coming up?
I have, the movie we were talking about a little bit ago. I have Dope coming up soon in a week or two.
Should be dope.
I have a couple of short films that I have to review for...
We'll never know the mystery of what Eddie's about to do next. How the game goes.
What you playing?
This is, of course, America's favorite game show, What You Playing? It's been sweeping across the country. Ellen just played it last week on her show, and that's how you know it's gone mainstream.
It wasn't televised, but yeah.
It wasn't televised. This is, of course, What You're Playing. I've been keeping score the whole time. Ever since the show began, I've been keeping score of everybody. Aaron is currently in third place. I think he's behind Madison and David Ng. But he could come up right now.
So it sounds like you're further than Corey.
I don't get to do that. I automatically win. That's how the game is played.
So everybody's playing for second place.
Yeah, everybody's playing for second place, essentially. Wow. Aaron, what have you been playing?
I've actually been playing multiple games.
So that might hurt your score. That might
I am currently playing Hunger Heroes.
Oh, you mean literally. As the show's going and he's supposed to be putting witty banter.
I have been putting witty banter into
call
things.
That witty.
But Hunger Heroes is a game on your phone, cell phone. You get it on the phone, Android or whatever. It's kind of like a puzzle quest RPG type of thing. It's just something to play in the bathroom, literally, everybody. I also...
Wait, did you just say RPG puzzle quest? It looks like Candy Crush to me.
I've never played Candy Crush, so it could be, very much be. But, like I said, never played the game. And then I also... I also purchased a game called...
Wow, Aaron Carter spent money and he doesn't know the name right off the top of his head.
Because it's $11.
Wow.
I know, right? You broke the bank.
You like tripled your budget.
Crap, what the heck is this stupid game? Oh, Savage Lands.
Another mobile game?
No, it's a game on Steam and...
sounds like dinosaurs.
Just drops you into... It's think of Skyrim. It's literally just an open world survival Skyrim. That's what it was.
Did
but
you find this on the Steam sale?
Got it. No, it wasn't on Steam sale. Well, it was on sale, but it wasn't just like a huge Steam sale. You could. We got a 4-pack. Me, Steven, Jerry, and Javier. Because it's an 8-players co-op game as well. So we got on that. I've been playing that for a little bit. And it's an early access game. So it's one of those games that it's not complete. And I'm finding it very difficult to find my or to find a reason to play it for a crazy long time.
What's going on? Is it? Have you tried playing it by yourself, or have you only played it with
I've people? Only played it with other people.
And
not going to really play that by myself, I don't believe.
Does it add like a lot of fun with other people?
Yeah. Any survival type of game definitely adds more fun with other people. I don't know. I like it. I mean, I gotta like it. Spent $11 on it. I'll see how it goes. There's more updates coming out, but it's definitely not a complete game. I wouldn't spend more than $11 on it. And I didn't. So, there it is.
All right. So, Aaron Carter, that was a small boost to your points. Let's move on to David Webb. What you been playing?
I just finished the other day the new DLC for Destiny. So,
wow, traitor.
Wolf Among Us, is that the one?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Destiny, Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
Starring
sorry.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Destiny, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. And total took me about probably 3 hours.
Yeah.
To play. And I'm
how much? Okay. Yeah, I played it as well.
Yeah.
And we were pretty much done.
Yeah. After you signed off, I played. And the point that we got to together, we were like 3 missions away from the end of the story, the new story. And then...
Wait. There's a new story?
Sorry, quote-unquote story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
There's story.
And and then, remember in the beginning, we got those bounties?
Yeah.
There's 6 bounties, right? Okay, I finished all of them. There's no more new ones.
Like,
That was it. I don't know if they're going to eventually come out with more.
It's Destiny. They're not going to eventually add more.
I finished those 3. There's 6. And I was like, what? I literally walked around the new like hub. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do now? I think they focused only on PvP. And they kind of did story, quote unquote, story for a little bit of it. But they focused on PvP for this DLC.
When are you guys going to give up on this game?
Now.
Wow.
About a day ago.
There it is.
I don't think I'm ready to quite give it up yet. The one thing I found disheartening, though, is that everybody I've talked to has put a lot of hours into Wolf of Wall Street is all using all the same weapons before either of the DLCs came out.
You see?
Yeah.
I was like, well, why aren't you playing with any of the new ones? They're like, there's nothing really that good yet.
Yeah, see?
They're still using the Icebreaker. Using the Gjallarhorn.
I tried one of the new ones. Like you get like a new legendary. It's like a pistol. Sucks. Just, it sucks so bad. I tried it. And I was like, nope. I'm going back.
You guys gave it the old college try. Just let it go.
Waiting for it. I'm gonna stick around for a little while longer so that when it does get awesome, I'm gonna say in your face.
You know, it's
I'm gonna try the PvP. I'm gonna see how that is because maybe that's
like
what they focused
mode.
On. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes, but I don't know. Just
give it up, guys.
I'm pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed as well. Even that first time we played and they didn't add anything.
No.
They added one mission. They made part of the first raid in it. We had to destroy the oracles.
Right, yeah.
But it wasn't near as challenging because they told you where the oracles were popping up.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then this whole new alliance called the Wolves that you fight against.
Yeah.
It's just the same bad guys we've been fighting the whole time.
It's the Fallen.
But they're blue.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to a player we play with, Shizda. Remember Shizda?
Shizu, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, man, I found the wolves. Let's fight them. And I was like, okay, where are they? She's like, we're fighting them right now.
You sure?
I was like, no, these are the same things we fought like when the game came out. No, but you see when they're blue, that means they're the wolves.
Oh, my gosh.
Developers like, I wonder if they'll notice if they turn blue.
Well, that was another thing we were talking about because you and I were playing with Shiz and
no, we were playing with five.
We were playing with five. That's who, yeah. And we're like, wait a minute, this is the same level but backwards. Yep. We're just going through the level backwards.
We went to the next level and we're like, hey, it's the same one backwards. It's another level.
It's just Venus going the other way.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, there are no new. The only part I think is new is like the final battle. I think that's a new part.
Yeah, and that one, which was a cool area, but still, that's not nearly enough.
No.
Disappointing.
Yep.
Negative points for David Webb. And moving on to Eddie. What you been playing, Eddie?
Well, with a lot of what I've been doing, I haven't really had a lot of time, but I have picked up, I started Black Flag all over again. So starting from the beginning on that one and try to work through it and playing Defense Grid.
Isn't that
it's like a tower defense game on Xbox.
Was that an indie or a free giveaway at one point?
I don't know. It just pops up on the Xbox. I'm like, oh, it looks like fun to play.
Cool.
So.
What was that?
I don't know. Ghosts.
Wow.
Poltergeist.
Part of the Still song. Scarier than the Poltergeist movie.
Random ass noises.
That's going to be the new thing.
Yep.
Still scarier than the Poltergeist movie.
Still a better story than Twilight and still scarier than Poltergeist.
There you go.
That's a new VGP catchphrase.
There it is.
Put it on a shirt. Put it on a shirt. Let's see. What have I been playing? I've been playing Redfin, the Redfin app, and Realtor.com.
See?
There you go.
Those. What's your score?
Not high enough.
I saw you put your pictures online of your house.
Yeah.
And they're very, very... like good pictures, and I was like, I've been in that house. Now I know. It's like the curtain has been pulled back, and I can see everything. So now when I look at other places, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Oh wow,
sweet Photoshop, guys. Sweet Photoshop.
What a dick. No, my wife is a professional photographer. So,
yes, exactly.
And she has a very nice wide-angle lens.
It's like Instagram angles for girls and stuff like that. Like, oh, she looks hot. And then you see her in real life. What the hell was that?
The house was making a duck face.
What filter did you use? You use the house filter.
The butterface filter.
Yeah, so...
Valencia.
I kind of take every prospect house with a grain of salt now.
That's kind of messed up. That kind of hurts.
Why? That's just, it's the realism of it.
My house is awesome.
It's like, take all the CG away from any of movies that are awesome with CG in it, and you just gotta...
You just got Neo jumping around.
Exactly.
He's just jumping up and down.
Hey, well, that's just Keanu Reeves right there. Then.
It's just Keanu Reeves.
That's all that is.
Aaron is sneak dissing my house.
There's not even multiple...
I don't think there's anything sneaky about it. I think
he's just dissing my house.
He's just dissing your house.
I'm just saying, the pictures say one thing.
What?
The
Okay, I want to look at these pictures.
The house, right? I'm ready jumping on the site.
Check them out. I got the app. The app. Redfin, whatever.
Redfin?
Well, besides trying to sell my house, I have snuck in a little bit of time to play Destiny, as we just discussed how disappointing it was. I've still played a little bit of Mortal Kombat. I'm supposed to get some Mortal Kombat lessons soon.
From
a longtime listener of the show.
First-time caller.
Friend of the show. No, he's been on the show, actually. Roger Howard.
He's been on the show.
Yeah. He said he's going to show me some moves where I could go in and be competitive at a tournament.
Wow.
That's a bold claim.
That is a very... That's paste picante sauce bold, people.
Wow.
What I told
him... Paste picante sauce.
No, that New York salsa.
What I told him, though, I was like, all right, you better be confident because I'm going to be wearing an Ultra Arcade shirt to the tournament.
Wow, yeah.
I'm representing your crew, so you better teach me right. But he's going to make me use Kung Jin, I think.
Okay.
He's Kung Lao's nephew or something like that.
A legitimate child.
Yeah. So we'll see how that one goes. I'm really only sticking around that game right now for the DLC characters because I think we're going to keep getting them through our contacts. And I really want to try Predator and just, I don't know, just morbid curiosity.
Morbid curiosity.
Are you guys all looking at the pictures of my house right
we're
now?
We're getting there. Dude. Yeah, everybody's getting there now.
It's awful.
It's like a game in and of itself right there. What you playing? Lie Hunter 2 on Redfin. On Redfin.
That is so freaking messed up.
Just go stand in front of people's houses. Where the hell is this?
So what's the address?
Yeah, go ahead and say that.
Never mind.
Go ahead and say that.
I'll tell you during the break.
Yeah.
Let's see. We can move into some stories. First story we got on the docket is Batman Arkham Knight on PS4 is going to get the Adam West Batman.
Looks so stupid.
Batmobile and Scarecrow Nightmare Mission.
Looks so stupid. The Adam West costume.
Yeah.
Why?
On Batman.
Yeah, look at him.
No, that's...
We're looking at it right now.
They need to put... I saw that they're going to put the new Batman costume on there.
The new Batman
costume. What's his name? Ben Affleck costume.
Tell me. What? Do you believe?
Yeah, I could have swore I saw it somewhere on there that said they were going to put Ben Affleck's costume
on. Is he going to be looking all depressed, too?
Maybe.
Sad with Batman? With a voice modulator?
You have to pay extra for for the chin.
Do you bleed?
Do you bleed?
I think it's still scarier than...
Still scarier than Poltergeist.
Still scarier than Poltergeist.
What is this red costume?
That's Justice League 3000.
Holy hell.
Really?
Yep.
Is this your house?
Exactly, right?
Wow.
Holy sh...
So thanks for finding it.
I don't know. I guess when I played the Arkham City, I unlocked a few costumes, and it was kind of cool, but...
What?
I'm not really too into the costume stuff.
Yeah, because they don't do anything extra.
Yeah.
It's just a skin.
Essentially.
So I guess if you play this on the PC, if it does come out on the PC, ever come on the PC, you can just download some skins.
Yeah, you could play it as, like, Arrow
Scarecrow if you want
point.
To. Yeah.
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 Wasn't there a mod recently in the last one? Yeah, there was a mod.
I've been in this backyard.
You can play as Daredevil.
Really?
Wow. Thanks a lot, Eddie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a mod on the last one that came out on PC, Origins, I think, where you can play as Daredevil. And
that'd be interesting.
The moves all
look
the same.
I think they probably used Nightwing's thing. Then.
Yeah.
They had to use that because he has the sticks and everything like that. So
sticks.
Yeah. The Escrima sticks.
Escrima sticks.
I actually am one day trained with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
In high school, our teacher taught...
Krav Maga?
No. He whatever that thing is, the Filipino
Capoeira.
Martial arts. That's Brazilian.
Muay Thai?
And he gave us a free lesson one day with the Escrima sticks.
The more you know.
And I was like, I feel like I can go fight crime now. But you can't.
Came over, hit him on the head.
You can't.
Learned
the knock. We had the armor and everything. The little pads, and we got the spar, and we got taught the basics and everything.
I think we should do a stunt like that where VGB gets to all fight each other so we can take out our aggression.
What aggression do you have?
What is this, like VGB Fight Club or something?
Yeah, jeez. We can wear these padded suits and just beat the hell out of each other on camera.
I'm down.
No? Yeah. See, David Webb's down.
Well, I'm the only one that's been formally trained, so.
Wow.
I used to do shoshu.
Bless you.
He used to show shoes.
I used to show shoes. I used to work at Foot Locker, so I can pretty much kick your ass.
You worked at Foot Locker, and they taught him how to show shoes.
What's shoshu?
Shoshu's an American-style version of...
Oh, well, there you go.
don't look at me.
I was trained from Korea, son. Korea.
You know what? Whatever they serve during the day doesn't mean anything upstairs, so I'm just saying.
Hold on. Now that we kind of got something going here, between me and Aaron, who do you think would honestly win in a fight between David Webb and Eddie? Look at the two of them.
I'm only going on weight. Eddie has the weight advantage there.
So there's more than... Wait a minute.
Oh, okay, so then you're telling me we can get a heavyweight versus a featherweight?
Hold on.
David Webb is not featherweight.
I was going to say.
That's not a hell of featherweight, son.
I'm saying.
This is all muscle.
Your voice carries about 10 pounds. Shut up.
I'm saying, like, in boxing, that's why they don't have the different weight classes go against. You could probably be like, oh, Mayweather's skills are better than, you know, what's the Russian guy or something like that, right? The Kuchkov or whatever.
The Russian guy.
But they won't fight each other because they're in different weight classes. That makes a difference, right? You okay. Just like in your MMA, weight makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah, but we were talking about these guys probably weigh within
first of all, 30 pounds
of each other.
First of all, yeah, but I don't know what their hand-to-hand skills are. You can't tell by
just
what
based
somebody
on what you know about them. You're not going to make a prediction.
He's very touchy-feely, so
he's a grappler.
I don't know if he's going to freak him out by touching too much. You know,
he won't be able to. I'm too quick.
See, that's what it is.
To put my speed in some sort of reference, I'm somewhere between a mongoose and a jaguar.
I see plenty of mongoose on the side of the road dead.
Yeah,
so that's not a mongoose, not son. There's no mongoose around here. There's no way you saw that.
Just flesh of
meat. That's a possum. You saw a possum.
No.
And he wasn't dead.
I don't know. Would I take them into battle with me? No.
Screw you.
Not in my neighborhood.
His loss. Right? Well, yeah, because what's he and the hand going to do against the gun?
I'm just letting you guys know. You gotta know what your surroundings are.
Yeah. I'm from Texas. Let us know. Hashtag Eddie or hashtag David Webb. Let us know who you think
would
win in a fight.
Whole family's from Texas. Look, I wouldn't take them into battle.
I was raised playing football, doing preseason training every summer. I had to do jiu-jitsu.
I've worked out with Eddie before, and he's deceptively strong.
I know a guy that I worked with, and you would look at him, and you'd be like, he can beat up everybody in this room. Extremely masculine guy, and I hope he's listening right now, because he just told me that he found my podcast the other day. And never been in a fight in his life, and I was like, I could probably kick you in the ankle and you'd drop because you've got all these glamour muscles. And
he said, you're probably right, though. You're probably right.
And I'm like, right. I'm like, you're physically stronger. That's fine. But
just picture Aaron running up, just kicking him in the shin.
It's like, what the hell, bitch? This is the thing. This is the most important thing. And I told my brother, I was like, never fight because fighting is just stupid. And so I was like, the smartest thing any fighter has ever said is, about, you know, fighting and everything like that. Everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face.
That's what Mike Tyson says.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. And so
everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
So you probably be like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to throat chop him and sweep kick him and do all that. But then you get punched in the face and it's, wait.
You heard it from
Aaron. Time out. Yeah, hold on, homie. Hold on.
Until they get punched in the face.
Whoa, this is real?
Wow.
Exactly.
We will be back after these messages. Stick around.
These nuts.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hi, this is Yaya Han, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Birch, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grand Pré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, hier ist Boris Reichow bei Video Game Bang, und ich bin der Komponist von Sunset Overdrive, das jetzt auf Xbox One erhältlich ist.
Well, Aaron, she has a type, too.
Look at the racism.
Yeah.
The racism. Aaron, I've grown up with nothing but girls that have types. They all have types.
Oh yeah, that's a given right there.
But Aaron, you're going
I have
to,
a type.
Girls who say they don't have types just have the more specific type.
Aren't you going to my wife's birthday party this weekend?
I am.
My sister will be there.
It's
welcome to the family.
It's funner whenever you're opposed, but when you give them away, it's kind of like, why are you giving this one
away? Give away.
So make sure when you show up, you show up with a red dot here.
I'll have an eye patch or whatever, and then a thick mustache and a fro, and I'll come in, hey everybody, what's going on? It's me.
And then
if I find out that she's cool, then I'll you know, reveal the hot, sexy man under it all.
Take it all off and start singing Chocolate Rain.
Exactly. I'll see you later, Corey.
Easy white chocolate.
It's all about the reverse psychology.
We'll see.
Besides trying to hook Aaron up with my
sister. Your sister has a type, right?
She does. She likes dudes who have been in jail.
At least have three strikes.
Two strikes.
Two strikes.
Yeah.
And a possible.
Look. Number one, he's black. Strike one. Number two, he's friends with you. That's strike two. Yeah, so definitely. There you go.
Yeah. Clearly on two strikes. Yeah.
He's on the podcast. That should be the third strike right there.
I don't understand.
I'm interested to see what happened. You never told me why you were talking to my sister to begin with.
And I never will.
There was supposed to be a payoff. Like, you told me it was something that...
Who said it hadn't paid off already?
I really hope he's... He wasn't the wingman for that one, was he?
I told him he shouldn't wingman his own sister. That's something you do not do.
It's like that robot chicken thing. That hey, pimp my sister.
You your yeah, medicine. No. Who wingmans their own sister? That's just creepy as all can be.
I went to a family reunion. Not a family reunion, but what do you guys call them, Aaron? A cookout?
Just family reunion. We call them family reunion.
Why would you invite you guys?
What do you guys call it?
No, he told me his family calls them like.
It's called a blackout. What do you call it?
Oh, he told me one.
We all just have a blackout.
Goddamn. No, he told me that's what they called it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Maybe it was a dream.
You dream what black people say? Yeah. That's what they call them.
That's what they call them.
Well, I went to this thing, and you ever go to these things, and there's like that one, like, being a geek in my family, it's not common. Like a lot of my, they're all mechanics, or they all have been in wars. Or they all live, you know, in trailer parks or something weird like that. Like, it's my family's a rough family.
Okay.
Right? We're not pulling out any punches tonight, folks.
What are you getting to, though?
What I'm getting to is, like, there's not many like me there, right? So my cousin recently married a woman who had a daughter. She's like, I don't know, 12, 13, something like that. She's,
okay.
What, his wife?
That's what I promise you. I promise you. With the description of how he was giving his family, it could have gone down that road.
Seriously,
yeah. The way you were saying it, it was like, well, Katie is.
She was also a second cousin
in trailers. They marry 13-year-olds.
So what's wrong with the?
No. She's like 13, and she's glasses and stuff, geeky looking. You know?
Okay.
And then her mom's talking about, you know, we're talking about stuff we do and. I was like, yeah, because they follow me on Facebook, so they see upgrades. She's like, oh, you're into the video games and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, it's a little bit more than that.
Into
video
the
games.
Video games.
Whenever they say the video games, the video you know, games. That's...
Yeah. That's like when people say, do you watch the porn?
Yeah.
Are you on the Facebook?
Are you on the Facebook?
So I was like, yeah, I do.
You should find me on my MySpace.
That's awful. I told her we interview people,
Princeton.
Voice actors. Uh-huh. And she's like, oh, really? Have you ever heard of the one called Fairy Tale? Because my daughter is so into that. She met a voice actor from it and lost her fucking mind.
Yeah. And, did you get her to the episode?
Well, she like was kind of hearing. I was like, yeah, we've actually interviewed a character from that, Frosch. Oh. And like the girl was playing with the rest of the kids and then heard Frosch and like stopped. And like just like started slinking into the conversation.
Yeah.
And making like a whole new like person in my family.
There you go.
Now we're friends on Facebook.
There you go.
She actually was
Midnight Rendezvous to talk about Frosch.
She cosplays?
Yeah, does like makes wow. like big helmet stuff things like
BioShock?
Like something? She made a giant like authentic looking dead mouse light.
One of those. Okay. So she's a DJ.
No.
That's what she is.
She's but a 13-year-old DJ.
13-year-old DJ.
Started listening to the show and sent a picture on Facebook. It was like, I really love the video game bang and was working on a Nerdzilla custom cosplay thing already.
Oh, nice.
Pretty awesome. So yeah.
Is that on our Facebook
things.
Page?
Not quite yet, but I will get it there.
Wow.
But, you know, it's one of those things. I was thinking, I don't need to go to that. I've seen all those people. And then you go to it and you're like, oh, cool. Da-da-da-da. More like me.
The more you know.
Yep.
So back to hooking up Aaron and his blackout.
Yeah, exactly. At my blackout with my family? Blackout, that's just disgusting. Terrible.
Back to the news. The Humble Nindy Bundle offers 3DS and Wii U titles for cheap.
Really? Mm. How does that work? Because I've only done Humble Bundles with PC games.
Yeah, well, Nintendo's actually caught up with the times, and you can get codes and enter it in there and download games.
So, is this for just the Wii U?
Is for the Wii U and the 3DS. So if you pay $1, you get Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition for the Wii U. You get Whoa Dave for the 3DS and Mighty Switch Force for 3DS. Anything there, people? Huh?
Guacamelee was kind of boring to me.
What?
Wow. You gave that a high rating.
I rated in all my review days, I think Guacamelee has the highest review for me. At like maybe I gave it 5.
I had it on the Xbox One. I deleted it.
You son of a bitch.
Wow.
You have no taste. No taste.
It was like, yeah.
I played it with a friend though.
See, that's the difference. I did the single campaign.
And you're not that good at video games. Paying more than $9.20.
No, what your mom said.
Wow.
Did you play video games with his mom?
Did you?
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Yeah, okay.
All Super right. Nintendo the other day.
Super Nintendo. Paying more than $9 gives you The Fall for the Wii U, Ollie Ollie for the Wii U and 3DS, and Moon Chronicles.
Is Ollie Ollie a skateboarding game?
It is a skateboarding game.
Then that's pretty decent.
Yeah?
Hmm.
And if you pay more than $10, you get Stealth Inc. 2 for the Wii U, Steam World Dig for the Wii U and 3DS, and they have more games to announce in the next 13 days.
Hmm.
None of these really push my buttons.
None of them really, but yeah.
I mean, I have a Wii U and a 3DS, and I was like, I could spend that $10 like on a Big Mac or something.
Big Macs cost $10 these days?
Well, I'm done with the McDonald's, ones, but I think you have to wait for this summer. I think they're probably going to underwhelm you with these right now, because they usually do like summer sales for Humble Muddle, Steam, and just wait for. I think they're just like, hey, let's throw these things out here, and then when summer comes, you're going to regret spending that dollar that you spent on on freaking.
Because we're going to have Pokemon Ollie. Alpha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some shit that's never even come out yet.
Yeah.
I would wait.
Summer is coming.
So don't go wasting your money just yet, people.
Let's see. Cortana is coming to the Android and iOS with some restrictions.
What are the restrictions?
The restrictions are it's an app, so it won't be able to.
Wasn't going
to
be an operating system, I hope.
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, you know how OK Google or whatever is like a part of the phone and you can activate it from anywhere? Cortana, you will have to actually go to Cortana app to use her. You can't just use her in the middle of other apps.
You can't just be like, hey, Cortana.
Yeah, can't just talk
then,
to her.
Then what's the purpose?
The thing is, and I just had a conversation with multiple people about this, and these are tech friends. They work in industry, like in professional radio, graphic design, like these guys have their art seen across the world. Like these are legitimate tech geeks. Now they're sending me messages saying, so why did you give up the Windows phone? Would you go back? What did you think about this feature? Because they're about to get the new Windows phones.
Why?
Because Windows 10 looks like it's going to be awesome. And on top of that,
yeah, it actually does.
Their Metro interface.
Destiny looked like it was going to be awesome.
But you're comparing apples and oranges here.
Okay, let's go to another one. The Windows phone looked like it was
going
to be awesome.
The Windows phone was actually awesome.
No, it wasn't.
The only thing...
All the adopters in this room of the Windows phone, right?
Which was two.
Yeah.
I have an Android. It's not Windows.
Well, let's say you guys aren't the strongest of choice.
What do you have?
I have an Android.
What do you think I have?
Now, I'm not talking about you. He said the two people that had Windows phones.
We both have Android now, but we did have Windows phones.
Gotcha. Yeah. And now,
The only thing that was wrong with Windows phone was the lack of app support.
And that's going to be fixed now.
And it's fixed now.
Because it's going to the Android.
And it'll be super easy for people with Android apps to port them over.
What was so cool about this?
The Metro interface. Like, I loved the interface of the main screen. And you know how you have, like, a bunch of windows, you swipe, and it gets cluttered with icons. You add all these convoluted widgets that never work. And then to get to your apps, you push this button, and it brings up this apps, and nothing's in order. It's a nightmare. If you used Windows Phone, you know that using an Android is a nightmare.
Windows is super clean.
You get to things so fast and without apps most of the time. Like, I would challenge people who had their Android phones.
I can set up my apps in a custom way.
Custom. Okay. Because it's Android. You can do whatever.
Yeah, but then you have to open those apps to use them. Most of the exactly.
Isn't that how you use any app?
Exactly. No, not on Windows Phone.
It's already open?
It's live tiles.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have one that does your stocks or something like that, it'll just, that tile will flip and show you the stocks that you set it to show. Or whatever.
Twitter. Facebook.
Yeah, tweets will just pop up on the interface. If you want to get further in depth to them.
Yeah, but that's what he was saying, though. That's a widget that you have to put on there. This is just integrated into the phone. It's just a part of the phone. You don't have to press the home screen and
add
a widget.
It almost sounds like an iPhone.
No.
With the built-in widgets? Well...
No, iPhone does not have... I've had an iPhone.
So, and all it does is skip a step then. If you install Twitter, it just comes up as a widget automatically.
Yeah, you got your live tile. Yeah. And then you can go in there.
Yeah, I literally show them the exact same thing.
But look how much real estate that thing takes up. Watch.
I can make it smaller if I wanted to. I choose to have it this way because I want this to be my social network page.
I'm moving back to Windows Phone, and when I do... I will take you to school.
By all means.
It is on.
You're talking to a guy who had a phone that was like 7 years old at one point.
And now I'm talking to a guy who has like the top of the line phone.
But do you know the story for it?
Yes, I do.
Exactly. So, exactly. Why? I don't need this. Like, this phone literally does nothing.
Let me have it then.
Nothing more. You're going to buy
I'll give you $50 for it.
No.
That's what you paid.
It's worth more, though,
and
isn't
it? We're best friends.
It's worth more, is it
and
not?
We're best friends.
It's worth more.
What about the part where we're best friends?
Literally. This phone.
It just literally right yeah.
doesn't matter.
This phone does.
Literally could give.
The only thing that I'm like, oh, cool, is it's a TV remote for me now. Yeah, because it doesn't, and I challenge everybody out there with your smartphone, what do you use it more for besides social media, texting?
You want me to answer
porn.
That? I can answer that for you easily.
Pornos.
Your pornos.
I use mine for personal email, work email, bank account information, social networking, articles.
Social networking is what I already said with one of them. So your email... I lump that all into social network because
not my work email.
Oh, I don't even use mine for my work email.
See, I use mine when I'm not at my desk.
I don't want any of my work outside of my freaking work.
I use it to track my the runs that I do. I use it to.
But here's the thing though with the Windows phone. Here's why it's gonna be so cool.
Okay.
With Windows 10, okay, Windows 10 is gonna be the same across the board. Whether you're on the desktop, you're on a tablet, or you're on a phone. With Windows 10 on your phone, you can plug your phone into a display, attach a keyboard and mouse, and you have a computer.
That's pretty cool.
So wherever
so it's
you
also
go,
ultimately like a miniature Surface.
I don't foresee myself using that for something though.
It's not something that you may use on a regular basis, but it's something that is to me is cool that you could do, and it paves the way for how things are going to be in the future.
So it's an appendix.
I could
useless
see
in the back.
Well, like,
I could see the allure. I could honestly, you know what? From a non-biased perspective, I've had iPhones, I've had Androids, I've even had Windows when I had my HTC a while back. But I can honestly see the upside to it. You know, and honestly, you won't really know until it actually comes out.
Right.
You know.
The thing is, so you got iPhones that are out that all the kids are raving about.
Even oh, the kids
they
are
don't
raving.
Even know why.
Are you talking about iPhones?
Yeah,
that's an old people phone now.
Trust
Come
me,
on, man.
He trust
really
me.
Is.
I guarantee you because I work with nothing
moms
but
and grandmothers.
I work
have
with
iPhones.
Nothing but college students and old people. The old people have like HTC stuff,
really,
and Android. I
Most
guarantee
the old people
you.
People I know use
and
Apple.
All the college students are mainly iPhones, and then they have some Androids as well. But they would make fun of me like, oh, you got an Android, it doesn't do this and that, and I'm like, it texts you and it calls you. That's all I needed to do.
Ooh, like TPO, motherfucker.
Like what more like is detrimental in a phone for you?
Quite a bit, to be honest with you. Like, I was just listing off some of them to you, like, but also not
music.
Just the running music. I plan.
I do my music definitely all on this.
I have a schedule keeper that I have for my weekend schedules.
See,
I
if
have
you
my
need
entire
that,
calendar.
If you need that type of stuff, that's definitely, you know, good. But, like, I promise you, like, besides my music, which my old phone did perfectly fine, the same thing as this one, anything that I have scheduled for, like, my Google whatever, it texts me. So it's like, oh, you have a dentist appointment. Boom, text message. Aaron, you have a dentist appointment. Da, da, da. I don't need a calendar. I can uninstall this calendar literally right now because my Google is already, it's on it. Google is ruling the world, first of all. They've already taken over everybody. You might as well just feed in and
Aaron, go ahead and give me a call real quick.
Give you a call?
Yeah. I set up a customer income.
Okay. contacts? Corey Vinson?
Wow, it took you forever to get to me. Windows phone, you had already had me dial.
Boom.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And now we're going to sit and wait. Wow. Wow. So I haven't got that far with customizing everybody's ringtones. Terrible.
Yeah, David Webb. Why don't you give me a call?
Wow, is this call hour of the show? Is that what's going on?
I'm hella afraid right now.
Let's see if the world can guess.
I'm afraid.
What David Webb's ringtone is?
It's got to be Spider-Man. Spider-Man. That's probably what
it is.
It's probably that.
Good guess. Good guess. Eddie, what do you think it is?
Iron Man. Does whatever an iron can.
Does an iron can?
He irons clothes.
And it's wrinkles out.
Oh, hang on.
Wow, look at you.
There we go.
Your original Wayne Brady, Aaron.
There you go.
Would you prefer Ryan Stiles?
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. So predictable. Let's
do it. All right, Eddie, why don't you call me?
I'm afraid to.
Bad man.
Bad man. Does whatever a bat can. He flies in the dark. And can see too. Throws what do you think ninja stars.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably something with rock.
What? The Rock?
The Rock.
No, not The Rock. Rock and roll music.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Now you sound old.
It's smooth rock.
It's blues.
Smooth rock.
I'll take it.
It's a Better Call Saul theme song.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
Oh, I've never watched the show.
That's why we call him Fast Eddie.
Here's Corey's right here.
Wow.
I saw a tweet, and it was like, did anybody forget that narwhals are an actual creature? And I almost sent it to you.
You should have.
See, I'm not alone.
Underwater unicorn.
Wow, all right. All right, so Nintendo to help drive mobile gaming.
And we're back.
$100 billion mark. Do we think this is possible? This is written by a new writer for Nerd Reactor, Jessica Oakes.
Hey, Jessica Oakes.
Howdy, hey.
And she says that Nintendo to help drive mobile gaming to $100 billion.
That's
mobile gaming?
That's actually probably accurate. Nintendo's a huge name, like, well, still.
And what it cites, too, is the popularity of emulators. Like, ooh, yeah. Nintendo emulators are so popular. And so to actually have a legit version, people are still going to use the emulators.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, do you see an official Mario really doing that much better?
Depends if they have extra little features.
How
that
much
are,
would you pay for a Mario
game? What's that? Be right honest. Under a penny?
Free?
Yeah, that's how much I would pay. Why would I pay for Mario?
I think the most I would pay is like $4.99.
And,
okay, for Mario?
For a mobile game.
What's your favorite Mario, Aaron?
My favorite Mario? Mario 2.
So if Mario 2, official first party version, hits the Android store, $5.
First of all, it has to have more than just the basic four characters that you can choose from.
You want them to add characters?
They've expanded the Mario world like crazy amount. Why would
they? But it's the game.
So we're not
Mario
going for
Brothers
the retro version.
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah, it has to be the HD remix. That's what it has to be.
For $5. And
I'd probably pay $5 if it's like
you get
more levels.
You get Wario and Waluigi.
Waluigi.
I have to have every counterpart to the characters that are there already.
Oh my God. Now you're expecting.
That's just four more.
Way too high.
That's four more characters. How's that too high?
How did you come up with four more?
They've already done that.
And put it in a game for $4 on the App Store.
They've done that already. You can have Wario, Waluigi, Pauline, the other princess. And then Toadette
Pauline
or something
instead of Daisy.
Yeah, because Daisy. Yeah, you got to go the evil. Pauline was evil.
She Pauline wasn't. What's wrong with Pauline?
Oh, is she in any other games?
Was she the redhead?
Why do you think Mario left her?
Mario got her pregnant.
Yeah,
she's wasn't ready for the responsibility.
She's the first wife.
Yeah, like exactly.
Oh no!
So that's what you do, and then they'd have to add more levels.
He's like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And he never came back.
What's the goal?
Yeah,
it would literally have to just be a whole new game, basically.
Mario, did you jump down the toilet tube?
Terrible.
So you want
fart?
You want Super Mario Brothers 2, but a completely new game.
He wants
Super Mario Brothers 2 Electric Boogaloo.
I'm not gonna pay because I don't really pay for the old school stuff. I'm like, not anymore. Like the last old school game that I paid that I really wanted. Was the Star Wars Jedi Academy game. And I played that all of like 3 hours and then I stopped.
Now you know that, first of all, you're wrong because Super Mario 2 was not the best Mario game.
You asked me which was my favorite one.
And you were wrong.
No.
That's not your favorite.
That is
not
your favorite,
favorite one.
It's okay. Not your favorite one. Because it wasn't even supposed to be a Mario game.
I know. It was Toki Toki Dream Land or something like that.
Yep, it was. Yeah. Very good. You know your stuff.
It's my freaking favorite Mario game.
It's like you have a podcast.
Wow.
The correct favorite game is...
If you say 3, you're already wrong.
No. Super Mario World.
Oh, on the Super Nintendo?
On the Super Nintendo. That was the best Mario game ever. Mm. And that I would pay $5 for. Mm. As it sits.
No addition.
No additions.
Doki Doki. Sorry, not Toki Toki.
Doki Doki.
There was a weed one. That's what it was.
Yeah. Doki Doki. That's the one for the potheads.
Yeah. No, I still wouldn't pay $5 for that one. It was good, but I wouldn't pay $5 for that one either.
You're asking the
wrong
person.
Did you beat it?
Oh, all the time. Twice a day.
Why would you pay for a game that you beat?
He's talking about, did you beat the game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mario?
Not beat it.
No, I got to the, I got to the spot with the...
well, then that's enough
all
there.
The willow trees, and I can never get
that's
myself
enough
out
there.
There.
That's enough there. You have a game that you have not beaten, you can play it again.
I've seen the ending, though.
That doesn't make any... That, you haven't physically beat the game yourself, though.
Okay.
So that's a different thing. I've beaten Mario 2... stupid amount of times. I know all the tricks and all the secrets. I'm not going to pay for something that, you know...
Unless you get four extra characters, alternate endings.
An HD redux.
Exactly.
A
or,
special Mega Man
or if
cameo.
They just, or if they have some type of time machine that makes me go back and play with my younger self. Then there it is.
Wow. Hey, there's laws against that, okay?
Not if you're playing with yourself, is it?
Aww. We'd have to talk to the time police.
Yeah, we have to talk to the time police on that one.
Terrible. Captain Jack Hartness. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Christopher Lloyd stars in Lego Dimensions trailer.
I don't care. Christopher Lloyd is really trying, isn't he?
Some people really love Back to the Future, and they will eat up anything that Christopher Lloyd does.
It's a good movie.
In a trench coat.
Not to mention that this October marks the actual date in the film where they go to the future in.
So we're supposed to have flying cars and
skateboards
that hover.
Yep.
Yeah, but we don't.
I'm not one of those people. Ego Brain Jake, who's been on the show a few times, he loves Back to the Future. He'll watch it over and over again. He loves it. Anything that has to do with Back to the Future meme-wise, he reposts it, but I'm not into it.
I'm not as cinephile like that. I can't watch a whole bunch of...
It's more nostalgic for me. To watch it again and see it, but I wouldn't. I'm not obsessed with it or anything.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'd watch it.
I'm obsessed about certain movies, but not that one.
Like what? What movie would cause you to watch it multiple times, like Jake, like that?
The Big Lebowski.
That's wow.
I love The Big Lebowski. Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. I could see over.
Pulp Fiction is definitely a good one, but there's only scenes, and this is what I find myself doing: is just watching those scenes over and over and over again.
Say what again?
On YouTube. So I'll just watch that.
We all just a bunch of Fonzies.
Like,
yeah,
that, be cool. Yeah, that the diner scene, yeah, that's and the apartment scene. So like,
but then it goes with the whole magic of the whole movie. You can't just see that one scene.
Oh yeah, I can.
Then
I can.
What about the scene with the gimp?
Nope, don't really.
Yeah, I'd forget though.
Yeah, see, like, and I do that with like a lot of the shows. Like I literally just the other day, yesterday, I just rewatched the fight between Ra's al Ghul and Arrow, the first. Fight, not the second
on the mountaintop?
Crappy one, but the mountaintop. Best cinematic scene in the DC universe
where
that they've done.
Ass handed to him.
Yes, it's the camera angles, the fight scene choreographed, and the dialogue. Perfect.
That fight scene frustrated the crap out of me.
They what the second one?
No, the fight scene. No, the one
on the
mountaintop.
How did it frustrate you?
Okay, because he wasn't fighting. Like he would, because okay, when he fights like you could tell he has a clear head and he's being very deliberate about his moves and he's thinking it through.
You talking about Arrow?
Yeah, it felt like during that fight scene he was just going all out. Like,
well, he did just climb a mountain.
He did climb a mountain. He's thinking that he has to break his rule where he has to kill somebody, so he's not fighting the way. He's trying to not kill somebody.
And it's Ra's al Ghul.
And it's Ra's freaking
out
Ghul.
Who can predict like combat style, so he has to try and be unpredictable.
So he's just going batshit crazy.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And it's dope. He like comes at him with two swords and he's like, you know, I'm not gonna fight an unarmed man, and he's like, I'll take your sword whenever you're done with it. And he just comes at him and he takes
his
sword.
No, that part was dope. Yeah.
And it's like the whole thing is just it's good. Like if you watch that one and then you compare it, because I also watched the second fight. Their you know climactic finish during the season finale, it's two different fights and it's like, how did they, why do they think the second one was going to be or is as good as that first one? And they try to do the little nod to you know him beating him the same way he got beat the first time, but it didn't feel like this is this big.
I haven't seen what you're talking about yet. I'm behind on that one. Spoiler alert! I've just finally finished Flash. I don't have the same interest in Arrow as I once did.
I pushed through Arrow to finish it, And I'm hoping that next season's going to be...
Because they've done some things in Arrow that made it...
I will be so kinda... into an Arrow episode, and then they go to the flashbacks. I'm over those flashbacks.
Oh, the throwaways to him with China.
Yeah, because they went overboard with a lot of the stuff and backstory.
It harkens to your complaints about flashbacks a little bit. Like, they'll try and build suspense, like, oh my god, Arrow's gonna die.
Yeah, like, but no.
We've seen these characters. Exactly. Every one of these characters we've seen in modern times.
That's
so.
Why I don't really care about flashbacks. Yeah, so yeah. You can skip all that in this season. What is it, season 3? This was
season 3.
Yeah.
All that
was literally just a long, drawn-out thing for one kind of moment at the end of the season.
And really?
It sucked.
Because the whole China thing is stupid to me. The island stuff, I bought into.
Right.
Because they had Deathstroke in it for a while, and I was like, okay, this is cool. But this China stuff, I have to say that.
Well, now the China stuff is over.
Yeah, and I think...
And now are they done? Or are they going to invent another year that happened?
Because I'm pretty sure
he goes back to the island.
Yeah, he goes back to the island somehow.
Mode.
Yeah.
I think it's just island mode from then on.
I really think, you know, out of all the seasons that have been out so far, after seeing all three of them for Arrow, the second one is still the best one to me, after seeing all three of them.
Yeah, I can piggyback off that one.
Mind you,
the first one better.
The first season,
the first season was really gritty.
Yeah,
because it was like
he's killing people. These
origin stories are always the best in the first season.
Yeah,
I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. But they built steam on that first one, and they built on top of that one. And if you my only thing is this, if you can forgive the filler episodes that are in season 2, that's the only killer to it.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of filler episodes, but if you were to bypass the 3 or 4 that were in there, it's really an awesome story.
The thing I really don't understand now is how does the WB even attempt? The WB, good lord.
Well, that's what it used to be.
He's half right.
Without blacks.
Yeah, basically now that's what it's seen. It's just colored white people now.
there you go.
CW.
So how do they even attempt in the future if they possibly wanted to any type of Batman? Because the Arrow literally has Batman.
But they can't though, because they have Gotham.
Oh no, they can. They can just cancel the crap out of Gotham, which is Fox, by the way.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying CW has Gotham. I'm just saying like DC has Gotham going.
Yeah.
So how would they do that anyway?
But that's in a previous time frame as far as before.
So they would do like a future thing. Like what they're doing with Supergirl. Supergirl is going to be 10 years ahead of
Man
the Flash and Arrow.
And Man of Steel.
Well,
they're not merging those worlds.
No.
You know what's on everybody's mind though is Jaden Smith going to be Static Shock?
Oh my god!
I saw you link me in that thing, and I was just like,
that would suck.
No, that is happening.
Is it?
Yes.
So it's for sure.
That's apparently what the whole. If it's on what is it Latino Review? Yeah.
Then well, if it's on Latino Review, it could be a rumor.
No, Latino Review is right.
They've been pretty
lot.
Spot on about a lot of stuff, which is weird. It's like, where are you guys getting your stuff from? Mexico.
El Miami.
Mexico.
Mexico. But, my cousin.
Yeah.
my cousin.
Jaden, that's terrible.
He brought the taco truck.
Every
in front
time
of the
you
place.
Look at their sources at the bottom of the page, it says my cousin.
He would. I think he'll do a decent job though, because you don't really need to do anything crazy and like special for Static Shock. You just need a small black kid.
Do you want him to cross over with Arrow?
No, he doesn't need to cross over into the whatchamacallit. They've been leaking a lot of DC stuff though.
You know what though, with Arrow next season, and I think this is why they had the season finale the way that they did. Next season is supposed to be a much lighter show.
You see, and I think that's going to take me away from what? Okay. If they make this like lighthearted Green Arrow, like an actual Green Arrow type of person.
That's the other thing, yeah.
Not an interrogating, you know, Batman style.
You have failed this city.
Yeah. And what happened to that mission?
Yeah.
That was great.
Just done with the book? Dad's mission is done? Kaputs? We're finished?
No, that was done at the end of the first season.
He found all the names?
Yeah, it finished with him. Because like halfway through the first season, he realized that this was all about, what were they calling it? The Happening? Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Happening. We'll call it The Happening. And it was what Merlin was going to be doing. And
so
he realized that was his mission, to stop Merlin. So
he stopped
names. Merlin.
There's still names on that book, isn't there?
I don't know.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? And they get to skate because we found out
Merlin. He cut the head off.
Yep.
And so that's it.
He cut crap. Merlin's still skipping around like he's cool. Like, what's the deal?
Well, Merlin, yeah, he's doing more than skipping now, because at the end of the...
No spoilers, yeah. No spoilers.
They show the Batmobile. Did you guys see that one?
Yep.
Batmobile and Joker-mobile.
Yeah.
Which is just a Lamborghini, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check you this see that with, out, with Batman Wait, hanging off the top of it.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen will not be a part of the Netflix Fuller House show.
Because they've got so much going on right now.
You got it, dude.
The one on the left kind of looks like a dude from back here.
She looks like she's done a lot.
They
of
both
drugs.
Already look like old Sicilian ladies.
They're very old looking. They're
The one on the left looks like good. A Hansen brother.
That is true.
Right?
That is true. Like she wrote
like Hansen. She's about to go mbop.
Yeah, she wrote it. Mbop.
I wonder why they wouldn't have anything to do with it.
You think because they think they're too big for them.
Yeah.
Really?
But what is the last thing they've done besides, what, California? Well,
they don't have to have done much. I mean, they're freaking billionaires at this
from
point.
From those straight to DVD, VHS.
Yeah, yeah VHS yeah. is more like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mary-Kate and Ashley go to Hawaii.
They made a crap load of
Mary-Kate and Ashley parent trap.
Don't they have like a fashion line or something, though?
Yeah, they have a fashion line. I think they have like perfume.
They have anorexic like pills.
Anorexic pills. Yeah. There you go.
I wonder why. I mean, they don't want to go hang out with Dave Coulier for a little while.
I don't think Dave Coulier wants to hang out with Dave Coulier.
Alanis Morissette really did.
Yeah, for a little while. She did, yeah. And then she wrote a song, made money, and now Dave Coulier is not into the picture
He's
anymore.
He's going to be on Fuller House.
He's still got that puppet, though.
That's terrible.
Mr. Wood.
Is the...
Mr. Woodchuck.
Is the Whatchamacallit how they're auditioning for Elektra in there?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
So there was some leaked footage that it has been taken down already.
Which is some bull.
Yeah, I know. And it was apparently, or rumor has it, that, and this is, I don't know if it's Latino Review or not.
It's Latino.
From my cousin, he told me it was Elektra. So there was Elektra audition tapes floating
They were
around.
Actually saying they needed electrical work.
Yeah. Elektra, who do I want to see as Elektra? Somebody new. I don't want to see any
Olivia.
Established...
You don't want to see Olivia Munn?
Hell to the no.
Why?
Olivia Munn...
I would see her as anything.
She's already going to be Psylocke, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's already chosen the wrong side of the Marvel universe by going to better. Fox. No, who because anybody, like I said...
Olivia
I,
Munn, if, she's just in it for a paycheck.
Yeah, I mean, they're all... No, and to be a part of that universe, though. Like you
I
would,
think she's in it for a paycheck.
You would be in there. Like, come on.
Yeah, I would be in
it. Yeah, exactly. And it's awesome when somebody comes
we want
you
to play Wolverine, except he doesn't have claws, and yeah, he doesn't have exactly. adamantium. He's actually Xavier's father. I'd be like, yep. I'm sold. He's actually just an internet blogger.
He has schizophrenia, and he believes he's Wolverine.
What about Elisha Dushku?
She could have played in her prime. Yeah, in her prime, she was Elektra. She was like full blown. But
you know who I want? Katrina Law.
I don't know who that is.
Is that her name?
Google her because I don't know who Katrina Law is.
She was in. She's already in the DC universe, I think. She was Ra's al Ghul's daughter, the lesbian in Arrow.
Too old.
What?
Yeah, she doesn't have that same.
She's
come on.
She needs to be a little. She's stupid hot. Like, don't get the too old thing.
But you think she
wrong.
Looks older than the guy playing Matt Murdock? They're supposedly the same age.
Matt Murdock, the guy who plays Matt Murdock in what is his name?
Daredevil.
What is his name? The real actor.
Oh, Charlie.
Hunnam?
Charlie Cox, isn't it?
Yeah, Charlie Cox.
Is it really Charlie Cox?
Yeah.
What about Jennifer Gardner?
Shut your whole mouth.
You're done.
Shut your whole mouth.
No, I think she'd be really good. I could just see it.
She just does like commercials now
for
like a travel agency or something.
No, it's
like
is it Capital One?
Is it Capital One?
Okay, I can see.
What's in your wallet? Is that Capital One?
I can see her playing
Venture Card.
Elektra. That's a good one.
I think
yeah,
it's Capital One.
Snow seats.
She's 29.
No blackout date.
Katrina Law?
Yeah, Katrina Law is 29. She's good.
She'd be an amazing one. She was in Spartacus, too, so she's got the action stuff done. I think she showed her boobs in Spartacus.
I think she shows her boobs.
I think she showed her boobs. Wow.
No, yeah, she'd be perfect.
Everyone picks up their phone.
That's
what
Eddie.
All right, that's who I want to see. I want to see Katrina Law.
Really?
Yeah.
I did something right?
You did something decent.
You want to know what I'm amazed by? And I've been trying to get a hold of these people for an interview for a while.
Katrina Law?
Well, her. But you remember... Eric the Smoke Moran.
Yeah, I remember him, yeah.
He's doing this amazing indie film called Star Trek Isolation, I think. Or maybe it's not Isolation. Is Isolation name one of the movies they did?
I think Isolation is the next.
You're thinking of Annihilation.
I think
Isolation. Star Trek Annihilation was one of them.
I think Isolation is Star Trek 3, though. Isn't that what Star Trek 3 is going to be?
Yeah, the new one.
The new one, yeah. But that's not an indie one.
It's not Wrath of Khan? Star Trek The Wrath of Khan?
Khan!
With Benedict Cumberbatch. It was going to be...
They didn't do that once in that movie.
He didn't say Benedict Cumberbatch?
No, they didn't say Khan!
They had What's-His-Name do it in the last one. They had the guy who played Spock do it.
Did they really?
Yeah, he was the one who did it in this one.
He did?
Uh-huh.
See, I didn't watch the movie.
Cause... It is Trek Isolation. It's Trek Isolation.
Oh, it's just Trek.
It's an indie film thing they're doing. The cast that he has for this thing is blowing my mind. First when I saw it.
Is that
the cast? His old black lady? His there mother. His mother is...
She's a
hey,
wise...
Hey, that's, hey, wow. That's Kirk, okay? Get it right.
Let's not make jokes about that.
This is Mrs. Kirk.
Let's...
Did he cosplay as the Reverse Flash?
Yeah, he did.
This brother does some pretty good work with his cosplay. No,
wait, go back to the Reverse Flash.
He does amazing good work. Like I'm impressed with his.
Did he get the suit to fit in the ring?
Yes, he did, which is crazy.
Damn, son,
because he has nipples.
Wow.
Trek Isolation has a.
Jason Statham?
No. At first, I was like, okay, I could see this happening. It seemed realistic because it has him, a few other people who are at that thing.
What
Ivy
is it?
Doom Kitty.
Is it a documentary?
It's a fan film.
Oh, it's a fan film.
No,
okay.
It's a fan film.
Okay.
Then I start seeing messages that he got Stan Lee to come in and do a role.
What?
And there's photos of them with Stan Lee on their set.
Nice.
And then I see...
This isn't the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I know they tricked him.
He's got... That guy.
He's got Merle.
Rucker?
From The Walking Dead.
Is his name something Rucker?
Something Rucker.
No, Rooker. Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker. Yeah.
It's Yondu.
He put Michael Rooker on the cast and Katrina Law.
That's got to be something's up.
It's legit.
Something's up.
That's why all three of them are on the...
That's why they put all three of them on the top thing.
I'd
there.
Put all three of them on everything, yeah.
That's amazing to me.
That is amazing.
Does he have like a synopsis for this movie, a trailer?
There's like a intro thing. You could watch it on their YouTube. They released it.
Trek Isolation.
It looks
the Black Power Rangers.
Very campy. I mean, it looks like...
What is he... Like, what is it?
It's a fan film, man. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You've been,
I watched the intro thing, but it didn't tell you much. But all I know is that it's got Katrina Law... And Michael Rooker in it.
Okay,
with
give
Stan
me.
Lee.
I gotta Google this because
it might be pretty.
What is it?
Angel,
what is it called?
Sure ain't one.
Trek Isolation.
Trek, and is a Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
Trek Isolation.
Is it a 2015 one?
I don't know.
I would hope so.
But
I mean,
they had me at Doom Kitty, and then they start throwing this other stuff in there. Can you imagine being in the same room with Katrina Law and Ivy Doom Kitty at the same time?
At the same time.
At the same.
Corey would have to walk around with a box of tissues.
I would. I could not stand. My head would explode.
I gotta know how.
Both of my heads would explode.
So it says, the fledgling crew of the USS Babylon, led by Captain Hawkins and Commander Jericho? That's what they do.
It's Jericho.
Find themselves trapped on a mysterious planet where deception is infectious and an unlikely cure may be the Federation's last bastion of hope.
And, like, there's no... You know, BTS, like, how he got these people, like...
I don't know. I want him on the show so we can talk about this.
He knows a guy that knows a guy.
And, like, who's the writer? Is he the writer?
He must be one of them.
Is his name Eric Moran?
Her name is Ivy Turner. Not Ivy Duty Kennedy.
Wow, we're just giving away people's secret identities on her show.
It's on IMDb.
It's on the internet.
Jeez, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I want to know who wrote this, then. I really want to know who wrote this.
She has an IMDb. Oh, because she was on Heroes of Cosplay.
Yeah. Eric Moran was one of them.
He's a writer?
Yeah. What the?
How many writers did he have on this?
I think I saw three.
But that's pretty amazing.
I take
that and it couldn't be happening to a nicer
one,
dude.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, no, he's awesome.
He was so
awesome.
Cool. When we talked to him at Sacramento Wizard World and we went to his panels and everything, he's a great-hearted guy. You know, the films were... meh, but when you put that much effort into it and you're a good person and you make those contacts, look what's possible.
Who's directing it? I want to know who's... What are the names? Because, like, if they're that open to just be like... First of all, her. What's her name?
Law.
She just came off a hot, you know, show.
A few.
Right?
Spartacus was huge.
Yeah. So she's got a track record of awesome, right? Stan Lee, enough said. Rooker, freaking
Guardian. Maybe they have budget to buy these. Maybe these are getting
to buy these people. Yeah, to buy these people. Guardians of the Galaxy, like, these people have resumes. Like, not just, you know.
Do you think they had an audition?
Like, oh, I played.
Seriously? Hi, Mr. Lee?
Yeah.
Mr. Lee?
Ivy Doom Selfie Kitty are. Came in. Ivy Doom Kitty came in and was like, all right, I'm here to audition.
Yeah,
she got it. Wow. Give it to her.
So it's called Trek what?
Isolation.
Trek Isolation.
Isolation.
Look it up online, people. I'm going to look it up. It exists.
I got to see a trailer. I got to see a something.
Just, everyone, if you're listening to the podcast, just close your eyes real quick. Imagine you're in a room. Now imagine Ivy Doom Kitty walks in.
Boom.
Now.
Imagine Ivy Doom Kitty because you never met her.
Imagine Katrina Law walks in afterwards.
Boom, boom.
And they just have a conversation. Isn't that just hot?
They're by the coffee table. Yeah, is that right there?
There's a coffee machine.
We're out of creamer.
They're talking about. They say the word creamer.
I had the worst crabs last night.
Still, hard as a rock. There's not one thing those two could say. They would not just.
Boing.
All right.
Man would stand erect for
him. I'm going to look in more into this movie, but.
I want Eric Moran on the show so we could talk about how he's a legend.
I want to know how did he get it made? How does it start from A to B? Like, because I know it's very simple apparently now to get movies on like Netflix, because you can see some just stinkers on Netflix.
What are you talking about? Everything
first
you put
you're
on
talking
Netflix
about my house. Now you're talking
quality.
About Eric Moran's project for Star.
No.
Is
I'm
this
saying
the same kind of
no. Okay. I haven't seen his project, so I don't know what it's like. I'm saying there's crap on Netflix. But I want to know, like, how do you... So my overall thing is, like,
man,
it's easy to make...
Man, I'm passionate about this.
It's easy to make movies. Because I used to try to make films, and I didn't get mine on YouTube.
So YouTube rejected them.
Yeah, exactly. So
you published them yourself.
Does not meet our quality. We need more cats in this video.
Yeah, exactly. So right, I need everybody. To know how it was... I need to know
We
A
will
to
follow
B.
up on this. Maybe get an interview with some of the cast and crew. We appreciate your time here. We hope you enjoyed our slightly improved sound quality. We will be in this studio and for the foreseeable future. This is a big thank you to my mother. Goes out to letting us use this for Aaron Carter, David Webb, Eddie Villanueva Jr., and myself, Corey Vincent. We will see you this weekend with a new episode of The Weekend Show Live. Stick around to the weekend. Don't be an idiot.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang. I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.